We're in the middle of, I'm not sure where. So we said yesterday at Svara, I think yesterday, I was trying to say both Golos HaShri and the Mugayai Seif both explain Ksuvis Isha as Kaman Gavoy Davoy. But they say, and they both say that we only say Kaman Gavoy Davoy when it's Dine. When you're following the when that's her din, but they seem to say different svaras. The Hagozri says because if she's going to try and get more than her din, so that seems to upset the person, the buyer, and there's a vada he's going to be master of the shtar. So it's mashma from the Hagozri that the vada is going to be maxed the star is what causes that you have a din kagabe dami. The fact that she's getting more than her din is a positive motivation that he's going to be maxed the star. The Bukayose seems to say, his question is that we say kagabe dami as long as it's not against Kimin Shino Bode Groa Kaicha, which sounds like he's saying that you don't need a positive, you don't need any motivation to cause us to say Kigave Dami, but there's a negative that when it's against the din, then we don't say Kigave Dami. Right? That seemed to be the difference between the Rush, Agos Ashri, and Mugayayse, that goes to Shri, seems to say that you need some positive factor to make a Gavay Dami. I knew that the man will vaday do it because he's upset that she's taking advantage of him. But the word that's making, you know, the fact that it's she's taking advantage is only the motivation why he gets upset. But the reason why you need to make a Gavay is you need the positive factor that he vowed I will do it. Well, the Mukayose doesn't seem to need the positive factor that he vowed I will do it, but just as some kind of negative, that if it's against the din, then we don't say Kigave Dami. So we had two different Hasbeirim in the share, maybe more than two. Some of the guys were saying that the pshat is that Kigave Dami is a, is the Chazal is being nice to him, because really it's basically not Kigavei Dami, and the Chazal are viewing it as if it's Kigavei, even though it's not Kigavei. So the Chazal are not going to be nice to him when it's hurting her. So you want us to be nice to you, but we're obviously not going to be nice to you on her expense. It's not on her expense, and we'll be nice to you. That was the way some of the guys were saying it. I wasn't so clear on that I mean, it's always hurting her in a sense that she's supposed to get edges. So I don't know, I wasn't so clear. And I was saying that it's more like that there's two yashris. They're both MS. You can view it Kigave Dami, and you can view it as not Kigave Dami. And in other words, the guy was saying is really the Ashras is not Kigave Dami, but the Chazal are going out of their way to be nice to him and view it Kigave Dami, but they're not going to view it Kigave Dami if it's not really supposed to be Kigave Dami, if it's going to hurt her. And I thought that was a little funny. If it's not Kigave Dami, it's not Kigave Dami. This is Chayshem Mishpat. You can't be nice in Chayshem Mishpat. So I thought that pshat is that obviously Kigave Dami is not because of Chazal being nice to him. You can't be nice to him at her expense, even if we don't do that Chayshem Mishpat. We're not nice. We have to follow the law. But pshat is that there is no intrinsic yashris here because they're both right. Certain svaras are both right, which is we do find that in many places. Even that earlier. And we skipped the page, but in the shotsing up prices, there's Yukra de Kamei, and now there's different ways of looking at the same thing. So it could be that they're both right. So there's the two svaras, whether or not Kegobi or not Kegobi. And I say one of the claims they're both right. So then, since they're both right, so Chazal have a right, not because they want to be nice to him. They have a right, listen, there's two svaras. And now they have to decide which svara they want to follow. So then they're going to follow it being, you know, if it's not hurting her, they'll follow it. If it's hurting her, they won't follow it. Right? So a little different than the way the guy said it. Right? Those were the two variations. Could be there were other variations too. I forgot. I think Rafi, you said it in a different way. I don't remember. I'm sorry. I remember when you said it, I thought I liked it, but I forgot what it was. You want to remind me or?
Yeah, I was trying to say that, not that there's two yashrases, there's only one yashras. The yashras is to say to dummy when it's returning things to the way it's supposed to be be'etzam. Like you need two parts.
Okay, I hear. In other words, that is a motivation for the yashras. Okay, that happens to be, is going to get into the next step. In other words, because it's going to make a nafkamina in when we get to Taisus, which I want to do right now. Right, now there, so that's a good, you know, there's a tifkite, because we'll see Gufa in when we get to Taisus, it'll make a difference. So the way I was saying it is that the intrinsic yashras of Kegobi Dami doesn't need, in other words, the way I was setting it up, that there's a structure difference between the Huka Yosef and the Agoz HaShri. And the Agoz HaShri, you need the fact that it's the din to make a Gabe Dami, because you need an ingredient to make a Gabe Dami. The ingredient that you need is that he'll Vadai do it. And he'll only Vadai do it when she's trying to get more than her din. So there's an ingredient that's missing. So in other words, if it wouldn't be that she's trying to get her din, if it wouldn't be that's against it in a case where it's where you're using when she's in a case where she's not trying to get more than her din, so then intrinsically there's no svara of Kegobi Dami. Right? And as according to the Agoz HaShri, let's say by about Chloe, by Bainanis, about Chloe, that you want to use Ishatkes, you want to use Ishatkes by about to knock, if you would try and use the, if you would try and use Ishatkes to knock about Chloe down to Ziburis, the Pshat, according to Agoz HaShri, Pshat is, it's missing an essential ingredient. The reason why you can't do that is because the whole principle of Kegobi Dami doesn't apply. Because Kegobi Dami needs that he would Vadai do it. And to knock him down to Ziburis by a Balchov, he wouldn't Vadai do it. According to the way I was saying it, in theory, really the principle of Kegobi Dami should really work to knock a Balchov down to Ziburis also. It's just because the Yashris of Kegobi Dami applies, there's a certain Yashris of Kegobi Dami, and that would apply by a Balchov too. It's just that Chazal don't activate that Yashris by a Balchov because they don't want to mess her up. Right? It's a little different, and that's right, that's gonna be the when we get to Taisus.
Meaning, okay. Rebbe saying, according to the way I'm saying over the Svara of the Nemuki Yosef, it's structurally much more it's the same as the Agoz HaShri.
Right. In other words, the pshat is that according to you're saying it, when you get to the Baal Chayiv case, since he's trying to get her not to the din, there is bechlal no svara altogether of Kegobi Dami. Right, I have an Megiyah. Obviously, right? Now we're getting to my negiyas. The negiyas are trying to get back to Taisus. So let's go back to Taisus. And I think some people maybe might have guessed my negiyah already. Let's go back to Taisus. Taisus says, Avagav the Blava of Isha Gavizi Buddhist. And his Havamina feels that it's a davar pashat, that there's a svar of lefita hader. It's pashat. He doesn't even bring any proof to it. He just feels it's pashat. Why? Given the tarot says, So he answers that you're not, because the reason is you're not mafkia kaifa. Avo ba'chov lamotz in the memar, this shows we ziburet mitam di shatis. The kivin, the mafkia kaifa, motz yamre in the chita hader. So hashanami mi ziburet atarais eritein me. Okay, so we had a problem. Taivis starts out with a problem. And therefore, he should be able to say the chita hader. So it sounds like the Taivis in his Avina hears logically that you cannot knock the person down to ziburis because it's a svarav the chita hader. Taivis is machadesh, since it's aimafkia kaicha. So you could knock him down. So then, obviously, by Bachayv, where you are mafkia kaicha. So Taivis is Havamina comes back. So therefore we were bothered. So why does Taivis have to talk so much? Right? That was our problem, right? Taivis says, Taivis starts out that Fakir Tapasha should be that she should be able to say the Chita Hader. And therefore the whole Svara doesn't make sense by Ksuvas Isha. Taivis is Mechaish, it makes sense. Kivin Shehim Avkiya Kaicha. So then by Balkoi, which is Mafkia Kaicha. So it doesn't make sense anymore. So then what Taivis is talking, right? That was our problem, right? People agree, remember? So the suggestion that's being obviously presented is that when Taivis comes along, Taivis in the beginning was learning, let's say was learning blackmail. Okay, we don't know exactly. So then he's saying that svara doesn't apply when you can say the chita hader. Taivis is saying kimish ein mafkia kaicha. So let's assume that Taivis is now coming along and saying like the Nebuka Yosef, that there's a new svara called kibuchsidamit. Now he's saying that svara is limited only when it's not mafkia kaicha. But this is continuing. He's debating, he's saying that no, once there's that new kaicha svara, we should say it even when it's not mafkia, when it's mafkia kaicha. Right? Why are you shaking your head? You don't like it.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is that, like, he should have said it. You can't say the chita hader because kemuchs are dummy, but that's only when it's kind of like it doesn't.
I agree. Now, once he already said it said kimishem afkia kaychas. Why do you have to keep on talking? Okay, so I was trying to say it like this. Let me try this. The question is if this makes any sense. By a Baal Chayv, how does a Baal Chayv knock her down from Ijis to Beninus?
I mean, it's, in terms of Havamina, it would appear that you can't see the Chita Hader.
How does he knock her down by a Baal Chayv? She's supposed to get Ijis. I also did that Ijis was the last thing that she bought. Now the man knocks her down from Ijis to Benis. How does he knock her down to Ijis to Benis?
That's a negotiation tactic. I don't know.
I'm not sure. Because once, if Tysus, we weren't sure, one of the questions that we had yesterday was that once an Amukei Aisei comes along and tells us that there's a Svara of Kimuksa Dami, so we weren't sure if there's two Svaras and Ishaktis or not. Right? We weren't sure. We had it sad to say yesterday that once the Svara is Kimuksa Dami, then we're going to say that's the only Svara. We weren't sure about that. Let's assume that way for argument's sake. Let's just see what happens. So by a Baal Chayiv, how does a Baal Chayiv get knocked down from Ijus to Beinonis? So you have to say it's Kemuxer Dami. So now I got a problem. When I set it up, Kemuxer Dami is a debatable yashris. It's debatable. It's just two yashris. There's one yashris, kemuksa dami, and there's another yashris, not muksa dami. Chazal have to decide which yashris they want to take. So now that it's not by Isha, where it's not mafkiya kaycha, they're going to take the yashris of Kemuxer Dami. Now by a Baal Chayiv, I got a question. Which Yashris are they gonna take? So now I'm stuck. If they're gonna take the Yashris of Kemuxer Dami, then they should move there, then you gotta knock it down to Ziburis. If you're gonna not take the Yashris of Kemuxer Dami, then you gotta go ahead and have Ijus. But where in the world do you get such a din that by a Baal Chayiv that you can go ahead and pay Beinonis? Right? In other words, that's what I was thinking.
Well, what is the Baal Chayiv?
That would be David's problem. In other words, if you would say, let me just finish my beauty. If you would say like the Gosa Shri or like Rafi, then it wouldn't work. Because according to Rafi, we only say Kemuxer Dami when it's you only say it. There's a requirement. You only say it when it's Kedine, when it's moving to Dine. So they're good. So therefore, you can only say Kemuxer Dami to the Gabi Bayonets. You know, there's two fields here: the Bayonets field and a Ziburis field. So you can only say Kemuxer Dami on the Bayonis field, but you can't say Kemuxer Dami on the Ziburis field, because the Bayonis field is your din. The Ziburis field is not your din. So we're only going to say, so according to Lagos Ashri, so it's only an Ansadi he would return the Bayonis field. There's no Ansadi he would return the Ziburis field, because he only gets upset that he wants to make sure that the guy gets his din, right? According to Rafi, it'd be the same thing. The din of Kemuxer Dami is limited only to Beinonis, not to the Buddhists, by Baal Chayiv. So then my chat would make sense. But according to me, the Etzem, the din of Kemuxer Dami is a Yashris, Bain, whether it's Gedine, Bain, when it's Megarea Kaycho. Megarea Kaycho is not a reason why it's not Kemuxer Dami. If there's a Svar of Kemuxer Dami, there's a Svar of Kemuxer Dami, even when it's Megarea Kaycho. Because if that's the Yashris, that's the Yashris. Megarea Kaycho doesn't make whether it's Muxer Dami or not Muxer Dami. And amai, that Megarea Kaycho is only a motivation whether or not the Rabbanan want to evoke the din. So now David has a problem. But once Rabbanan evoke the din, then they have to evoke it or not evoke it. So by a Baal Chayiv, Tavis is stuck. This is what Tavis, we'll have to see now what Tavis answers, but Tavis has a problem by a Baal Chayiv. Once I go ahead and say that there's a Svar of Kemuxer Dami, so granted by Isha, we say it, Kivin Shem Afkiya Kaycha. But by a Baal Chayiv, if we're saying it to get him down to Beinonis, so then once we say it to get it down to Beinon, if we should say Beinon, you have to go down to Ziburis also. Because once you say it, you say it. You can't leave it in a stira.
Why isn't the fact that such a case exists as Kesuba and the case of Baal Chov exists, they're in stira to each other?
No, because that's not a problem. Because each case is a set. You're allowed to live in stira if you're in a different situation. It's like the, you know, Tvei Shvilim. It's a, if they're not in the same simultaneous Bavas Achas, that's not called the stira. You know, I Gabi this, I do this, and the Gabi this, I do this. Today I do this, and tomorrow I do that. Today yes, I dive in.
The guy went to knock
today
her down.
Today I dive in before Shkia, mincha after Shkia, you know, before Shkia, and you know, and tomorrow I dive in a plaga mincha, and then we are allowed to do stiras on different days. You just get together.
What is a Baal Chov supposed to get? Rabbi, what is a Baal Chov supposed to get?
Baal Chov is supposed to get Beinonis. Mm.
Then why doesn't this work nicely?
So now the go ahead, I'm saying, because the practice is Baal Chov is supposed to get Beinonis. So now, but since Ein Gai Min Chosim Shuvadim and Makam Sheish B'nai Chayrim, so and the last property was Idjus. So in this case, the Baal Chov should really get Idjus because that's the last one. Comes along the buyer, and he pushes him down from Idjus to Beinonis with his Svarav Yishadkes.
And the Mafkia Kocha would be fine with that.
Bez and fine with that, right? Because that's not Mafkia Kocha. And he says, listen, I could go ahead and view it as if I returned the Beinonis field. And that Bez and say, right, good, right, all the way. You know, we view it as if he returned the Beinonis field. Because it's not mafkia kaicha, and you collect the guy collects from Beinonis.
But so to go to Ziburis,
So why don't you go ahead and say that it's as if it returned, and I returned the Ziburis. Kamutzah down and got me to Ziburis. Say, well, we don't want to say that because it's mafkia kaicha. So you say, well, listen, Bezdin, you gotta be consistent. If at this very second you're saying that it's Gemuxer Dami, and you're allowing Gemuxer Dami to move it from Idjus to Beinonis, because really it should have been Idjus out the din of the Achraina, and you're allowing the Muxer Dami to move it from Idjus to Beinonis. So then you have to allow the Muxer Dami to move it to Ziburis.
Well, let's say, but why would the Muxer Dami move it to Ziburis if we're still going along the same lines of the Hagoyes, what's it called?
No, we're not going with that Hagoyes Hashri. That's my beauty. I'm claiming that there's a different, if you would go with that Hagoyes Hashri, it would not work what I'm saying. I'm claiming that structurally, there's a tremendous machlokes between the Hagos Ashri and the Mukayyad.
So in which case do we say the Muxer? Only if he thinks he's getting less or even if he's not getting less?
I don't know.
Meaning, is the fact that we say the guy is as if Kigai Vidami is only because he's doing it because he doesn't want to get lose out?
That was the Mukayyad say. That was the Hagos Ashri. The Hagos Ashri said that in order to the Yashris of Kamukser Dami needs the fact that he will Vadai do it. And he's only going to Vadai do it when he feels that she's taking advantage of him.
Okay, so why so can't we say that works for
the then just start without make then my problem would not make any sense because then by a
right, because it makes sense why goes to Beinonis.
About Kov has two fields. The guy has two fields. He has Beinonis and he has Ziburis. He would only Vadai return the Beinonis because if she's going to take the Idjus, he feels she's taking advantage. She's getting more than she's supposed to. And therefore, he would Vadai return the Beinonis. But he wouldn't necessarily Vadai return the Ziburis because he doesn't feel that she's taking advantage.
Right.
According to the Mukayyad, he says, yes, it's beautiful. There's no problem. It's glatt. It's perfect. That the svara of Kamukser Dami by Baal Chov only applies to going from getting rid of Idjus to Beinonis, but it does not apply by going to Beinonis to Ziburis. I'm saying, but then the Muga Yosef, we were Medayeg asking the Muga Yosef, that the Muga Yosef is not holding like the Hagosa Shri, and the Muga Yosef doesn't require the fact that he would Vadai do it because he's outraged in order to say Kemukser Dami. The Muga Yosef holds intrinsically Kemukser Dami is a good Svara. He just says that Bezdin only say it when it's not going to be Megarei Koichon. When it's going to be Megarei Koichon, then they won't say it. So the way I was saying it yesterday is that there are two Yashras. Both are right. Bezdin have a right, Shuda Dedaini, to pick which Yashras they want. And they'll pick the Yashras of Kemukser Dami when it's not Megarei Koichon. When it's Megarei Koichon, they won't put that Yashras. So now my problem is, Abaye Bal Chayiv, I want to know, Mimonasha, Bezdin, are you agreeing to the Ashras of Kemukser Dami or not? You have to be
only to go, only go to Beninus.
No. You can't do that. Either you hold it's a good Yashras or you're not a good Yashras. You can't live in a stira.
So is that if it's Megarei Koichon, we'll say no. If it's not Megarei Koichon.
No, I'm saying, so I'm timing. I think it's a valid timer. That doesn't make that's like you have to be consistent, Megarei Koichon is a motivation why you're picking this logic, but once you pick this logic, then you have to live with this logic. You can't go ahead simultaneously and say at the same second it's logical and not logical.
If you want to do Beininus, then we'll say Megarei Koichon. If you want to do Ziburis, we'll say no.
Okay, so this is what I'm trying. You have to hear my you have to have a friend for a svara. You have to listen to the svara. The svara is that
maybe the maskana
learning that Megarei Koichon is not a requirement for the din of Kemukser Dami. Mukser Dami is whether it's Megarei or not Megarei Koichon makes absolutely no difference. That's what I'm claiming is a judging of Mukha Yosef and Agos Hashri. Rabbi is like Agos Hashri. According to Agos Hashri, the svara of Kemukser Dami only applies when it's not Megarei Koichon. According to me, the svara of Kemukser Dami is irrelevant whether it's Megarei Koichon or not. That is totally irrelevant. The svara of Kemukser Dami applies just as much by Megarei Koichon as not Megarei Koichon. So therefore, you Bezdin cannot go ahead and in the very same case, Bezdin has to decide. They have to be consistent. I'll give you an example, right? I'll give you an example. We'll make it an example. I'm a teacher, right? I have a student. I give a test. Now, there's a certain answer which you could mark it right and you could mark it wrong, right? Everyone knows when you're a teacher, there are those answers. So if I have 1 year, the student, I don't like this student. He gives that answer, I mark it wrong. Yay, I don't like him, right? A year later, I have a different student that I like. He gives the exact same answer, I mark it right. Okay, now I have a different, now comes the third year, and I'm giving the test, and the two kids copy from each other, right? And my master, the kid that I like and the kid that I don't like, they copy from each other. And they both hand in the exact same answer. Now, what do I do? I can't give one right and one
wrong. Bill them for cheating.
Okay, I know, I'm only joking, right? But I can't give one right and one wrong. You know, they're gonna go, hey, how come he got it right and I got it wrong? They're not there. So I have to decide. Either I give them both right or both wrong. But I have to be consistent.
What's the purpose of this logic? To explain Tysus?
To explain Tysus, explain what's bothering Tysus. So Tysus.
Can Rebbe read it into Tysus?
Yeah, not yet, but yes. Tysus has a problem. Tysus went ahead and starts out the movement in Tysus. Tysus starts out assuming pashtus. There's no svarvi shatkes when you're knocking down to ziburis. So he says, God, the blah moch isha gami ziburis, and therefore logically, there's no svarav yishatkes, because you can say the chita hader. No, there is. You can. There is a svarav kin of lo shatkes So we want to stick in. I know this is a little sticking in, but what can we do? We want to stick in that when he says not he means there's a mukayai safe. And he's adding the svara of kemukser dami. I don't know whether he knew it before or didn't know it before. I don't know. Maybe he always knew it. Now, I don't know. So Taivis now is coming along with this svara of kemukser dami. Okay. Then he said, but he says it when? Only when it's amf kiyakayapa. So there's avo balklai. So the and he has a whole giant ariches. So our problem was, what's your whole giant ariches? Your havamina was that it doesn't apply to ziburis. Because you can say the chita hadir. You only were mechadesh that it does apply to ziburis. So obviously by about chayt, where it's mafkia kaycha, it doesn't apply. So there's no reason for him to say anything, right? That was our problem. So right? So we didn't understand why the Saifis need this whole long arichas. Right, in the whole long arichas, and we point out even longer arichas than he said before, because he never even said before this svara of the hashanami zivurasatiteni. So we were bothered by this whole long arichas. So by learning the Nebuka Yosef with the verses of Rush, I have an answer for this question. I'm saying is that once you come along that there's a svara of Kemukser Dami, and you're saying that that svara of Kemukser Dami is a good svara when it's not Mafkia Kaicha, so then now you're stuck. Because if you're using that svara when it's not mafkia kaycha, then you might have to use it also when it's mafkia kaycha. That could be as already Taivis is havamina. So Taivis bothered, avo balchoiv. Of course I know that it's not mafkia, that it's mafkia kaycha, but I still have a problem because it's also not mafkia kaycha. When you come to Beinonis, it's not mafkia kaycha. So when it comes to Beinonis, you're using this Farika Mukser Dami because it's not Mafkia Kaicha. Once you're using this Farika Mukser Dami, it's not Mafkia Kaicha. So then you have to be consistent, like in my example with the test, and use it when it's Mafkia Kaicha. So this is so now David has a valid problem because he says, now you're being in. Now there's once David says, that you say it when it's Amaf Kia Kaicha, so then he has a problem by a Baal Choyv that you should say it even when it's Maf Kia Kaicha.
Does this also work for the move?
And what's he answering?
The next step of the Gemara?
I didn't get there yet. Wait a second. Well, I'm sorry. Well, Yosef, you were talking?
What, me?
Who was talking? Abraham Max, I'm sorry.
Is this the same movement that you want to use in the Gemara as well? That the Gemara's next question, that how do you, why can't we knock down the Zikin down to Beinonis?
No, I was not using the Gemara. The Gemara is two separate cases. Just because you knock down, every case is separate. So I was not using this in the Gemara. My assumption is that every case is separate. That's like a different court case. That's like different days. That's where my example, I can mark one kid right and a year later I can mark the other kid wrong and they can't complain. It's only when it's, then that's why Taibis says that by Ksuvis Isha, you need this Svara of not Mafkia Kaicha. Because if it would be Mafkia Kaicha, then you wouldn't do it by Ksuvis Isha. Ksuvis Isha makes sense, it's one case. So it depends on whether it's Mafkia Kaicha or not Mafkia Kaicha, because there's only one. You're only doing one thing.
So we're still bothered by the next step in the Gemara, like we left off yesterday.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with that, China.
Okay,
fine. We're discussing something else.
Lamaisa, fine. Forget that train. The court case that we're talking about in the Gemara is the one case. These three people come to Besdin.
Okay, Okay, but that's called three different court cases. I mean, you're allowed to say, I would claim, what I would like to claim. You're entitled to disagree. But I would claim that's called three different court cases. Three different people, three different defendants, are three different court cases. Each one, you know, we don't necessarily, they're three different tobeas. So three different tobeas, it's three different judges. You don't even have to judge in the same bezin. It's three different courts. Now, will the bezin decide to judge them all at once? It's just convenient. But in theory, it's three different court cases. There's a different tovea by definition. The tovea is mechalek it and makes it into a different case. So therefore, it's considered three different court cases. But by about chayiv, there's one tovea and one nitva and one everything. So then it's one case. What are you by the about chayiv? How do you view it?
Okay, so I would say that there's one case as well here, and the bezin tells the guy, you better tell them, you better knock him down to bainness, because then we're gonna paskin that you can he has to give you bainness. But if you try to tovea him to go to Zipurus, then we're gonna say it's you're gonna have to go and do the action.
Okay, well, and if let's say he tries and what, then you end up have to pay bainness, I don't know. It doesn't say that in the Gemara that if the Bachov says, I'll give you Ziburis and the din changes and he goes to Nizik, it just, I don't know, it doesn't seem to say that. So that, I'm trying to make things good. I mean, I'm trying to make a problem, but there's a mitzvah making a problem because Tosfos had a problem. Right, so I'm trying to explain what David's problem is. To argue with me is not. I'm not. You know, if you say I'm crumb, okay. But if you can hear that there's a possibility, then it's very nice because that it would explain the movement in Tosfos.
Right? Harris is calling a defensive svara. He calls defensive svara. Defensive okay. Svara. You don't. It only has to be shot possible.
Okay. I don't even. I don't know.
He calls offense defense. Offense defense is a big thing he talks about. If it's offensive, sorry, you got to prove it to me as opposed to everything else. If it's defensive, it just has to be possible.
Okay, fine. Okay, I wasn't zaycha. So, but Amaisa, that doesn't. In other words, I want to explain.
I have the other potential shot.
What?
We have another potential shot, though.
I have no other potential shot. I have a problem in Tyson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What's bothering Tosfos? Right? That's my problem. I don't understand. Superficially, that's what we had the problem the first day we read Tosfos. Tosfos sets it up. He starts out with his havamina that it's poshet, that his shatkes doesn't apply to Zipuris because there's no blackmail. He's mechadesh that for some strange reason, which he doesn't tell us why, you can say his shatkes to Zipuris, but he clearly qualifies it only if you're not So in his teretz, he's mechadesh that you need a mafkia kaicha. So obviously, if you don't have a mafkia kaicha, then you can't say ishatkes to knock you down to Zipuris. So then why in the world does Tzaydis have to go through so much arichas? And it's really, it's so much arichas. It's more arichas than anything else in Tzaydis, than anything in the before, that he to explain why by about Chayv, you can't go ishatkes to knock you down to Zipuris. So we're saying, I think I'm saying a nice possibility. I'm saying because Balkov is a mundus case, because Balkov is simultaneously mafkia kaicha and a mafkia kaicha. Because there's when you come to discuss baininess, that's a mafkia kaicha. So it'll be kaicha. I'm going to be zocher. But when by Balchayv, when the person really wants to get, he's claiming Ijis. Why would I go ahead and say this? I'm not going to give you Ijis. I'm going to give you Bainanis. Why are you giving me Bainanis? The Ijis was last, which says Kamutzer Dami. So in order to knock the Balchayv down to Bainanis, you have to say Kamutzer Dami. And Bezin accepted that Dinah. Bezin accepted Muxer Dami. If you're accepting the logic of Kamukser Dummy, then you should accept it even to knock it down to see Buddhists. That's already, there's a rule in Yisrael Havamina that you have to be consistent. So there's, you can't go ahead and be, you can't have your cake and eat it. You can't be, you can't, that's not the right question. You can't live in a stira. If you want to be considered Kamukser Dummy, now this maybe is only a question if you say that there is only one lumdus of Kamukser Dummy. If you'll tell me that there are two lumdus, so then maybe Baal Chayiv doesn't work through the lumdus of Mukser Dummy, it's only working through the lumdus of blackmail. But if you assume that we're only working with lumdus, blackmail gets somehow knocked out. And once we're only working with a Sfar of Kamukser Dummy, and there's only one Sfar of Ishatkis, and that's Kamukser Dummy, which we definitely prefer that, even though we did have a little trouble yesterday with the Zikin. But if you somehow know that there's only one Sfar of Ishatkis, and that's only Kamukser Dummy, so then when a Baal Chayiv gets knocked down to Beinonis, you have to use a Sfarah of Kamukser Dummy. So then the Taiva should have a problem. So then why don't you say you're ready to see Buddhist too?
Rebbe, this is not a question, Rebbe's pshat. Just hearing all this just made me realize that I think I'm missing something very basic. With the Sfarah of Kamukser Dummy, whether it's the Hagar Sashri, Muki Yosef, whatever, the idea of Mukser Dummy means that the field, the lokeach bought, the last field, the ziburis, we pretend as if it was given back to the meicher.
Whichever field you want, you could pretend that you can do mukser dummy on the beinonis or the ziburis. He bought two fields. He bought three fields. He bought ijus last. And he bought beinonis and he bought ziburis. You could do mukser dummy on the beinonis and you can do mukser dummy on the ziburis.
So when he's saying to the Baal Chayiv, accept Beinonis.
He's saying it's Kamukser Dummy on the Beinonis.
That is the Beinonis is Mukser.
Right, but I'm saying, why can't he say this? And if you're ready to accept that it's Kamukser Dummy on the Beinonis, then I also can say, oh, Kamukser Dummy on the Ziburis. It's the same. What's the difference? I'm based on our fasting, I can give him the bainus. Why are you giving him the bainus? Because it's mukser dummy as if the bainus. So it's a bishlamon in the mukay in the hagosa shri. Yeah, because the bainus, you would be machser because you're upset that he's taking advantage of you. You wouldn't be machser in the ziburis because you're not such a mean guy. But the bainus, you would be machser. So there's a logic why we only say can mukser dummy on the bainus, but not on the ziburis. So in that goes a shri, it's very nice. But on the in the Namukha Yaisef, there's really no logical reason. If you say Kamukser Dummy and you say Kamukser Dummy on the Beinonis, you can also say Kamukser Dummy on the field of Ijus, of ziburis. So the Taivis has a problem that Bezin are being inconsistent. They're being like this teacher on the test that gives the kid he likes yes, and the kid doesn't like wrong. You can't do that. So you're being inconsistent because you want to say Kamukser Dummy and Agabi the Beinonis because then you're getting Gedine. So you say Kamukser Dummy. You don't want to say Kamukser Dummy and Agabi the Ziburis because then you're not getting Gedine. So you don't say Kamukser Dummy. So you get Bez and you can't do that. You have to be consistent. Or at least that's Taivis as Avamina. Is there a Kamukser Dummy or is there not Kamukser Dummy? Make up your mind. What's the Ashris? Well, they're both right. Okay, well, they're both right. But on any one given time, only one can be right. You have to just, even though I said the rabbi tells his wife that she's wrong, but at least at one moment, there has to be one, you have to go with one Svara at one moment. You can't have both at the same time. That's already a stira. You got to lock into which story you want to go with.
I think we need to hear the explanation Tysus' answer to see here. Oh,
I don't know yet the explanation. I was
Because it sounds like, yes, I could hear that. But at the same time, I could say, what is it you're trying to tine? You try to tine a Beninus? Okay, fine. We're going to go with it. You try to tine a Ziboris? We say, sorry, no can do. Magrein kaycha. That I could just as easily hear that svara as well over there.
Defense mechanism, what's it called?
Defense, yeah. So I want to hear what the switch is and tice is, but then it depends what the defense, what switches and tice is.
Okay, so that, let's keep on. We'll keep on reading. But what do you? Anyone have anything to say about the so far?
I want to clarify because the Gemara says if not al mahadrina star de ziburis lemorayu. So that's really only being stated with regards to Subas Isha according to Rebbe's approach.
I assume so. No, according to if you buy a bow chayv, and as you tell it is also a svara of blackmail. But I mean, this is he's not here. As you begin, he was screaming yesterday. He was getting very upset about that. But I don't know if I would be so upset about it. As a Gemara could be talking about Ksuvas Isha. Yeah, I mean, yes, but by Baal Chayiv, if we're moving him only down to Beninus, then we're not saying you're going to return the Shtar of the Ziburis, you're going to return the Shtar of the Beninus. And yeah, that's what I would assume. Now the other choice is to say that there's two svaras, but we didn't. I don't know. That I'm not so keen on two svaras. That's very daichik. That there's two svaras, and even with this, the Gemara only asks. Even when we say two svaras, the Gemara is only mechayish the second svara they got to the Zikin. But what about by Baal Chayiv? With the Gemara, again, I would assume that by Baal Chayiv, this far they're going to return the Shtar Benini, the Beninus. And because if the far is Kamuxer Dami, so by Baal Chayiv, is you return the Beninus. So if they according to the Mugei Yosef, that's what he would say. Okay, yeah, it's by a Baal Chayiv, you return the Beinoni.
Yeah, that's what I was getting stuck on before. Because if it's Kamuchser Dami, so if it's if the Muchser is on the Ziburis, then how is he collecting Beinonis?
Right, so thanks. You can be Muchser whichever one you want. So in the Mugay Yosef, he would only be Muchser the Beinoni. He would be Muchser the Ziburis. In other words, if he's only Muchser because he's upset that she's getting more than, you know, and as I don't know, it would be an interesting question, but pashtus, I don't get complicated. But what would happen if he only bought two fields? He only bought the Idris and Ziburis. There was no Beninus. The guy only had two fields. And he bought first the Ziburis and then the Idris. And now...
I thought we don't have the concept. If there's only two, then by definition, one's considered...
One second. And now the Baal Chayiv wants to get his Idris. So Pashas, you don't say Ishad gets to move him down to Ziburis, no? Because I don't feel, in other words, even though I'm upset that you're getting more than it's coming to you, but on the other hand, if I'm gonna give back the Ziburis, you're gonna get less than what's coming to you. And I'm not, right, and as a pashtus, I don't think that Mugay is going to argue the halacha in that case, because halacha the chayre is.
That goes to shri.
Yes, I'm sorry. That goes to shri. In other words, the shri says, the Mugay Isaac says for sure, you can't use ishatkes to knock him down to less than dine. So according to the Mugay Isaac, in this case, when there's only Idris and Ziburis, you could not knock down a Baal Chayiv to Ziburis. What would that Gosa Shri say? The Chayiv that Gosa Shri would say the same thing, that because even though he's upset that the guy's taking Beninus, but there's no other choice. It's either Beninus, it's either more or less. So what can you do? So he'll go, right? So
as far as the halacha, I would presume if the guy doesn't have any Beninus, then he gets Ziboris, no? And the din of the Baal Chayiv is Ziboris. if both fields would be by the original owner, he would get Zeboris. The owner of the field is only obligated to give up to Bainanistin, not beyond.
Oh. So I mean that if you learn, the Zeboris becomes like the Bainanist. One second. So that's his din.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. There's no such concept of
this. There must be a way you can figure out that that's not like that. What if Yehovah Shoheilam Hem Shamim? You know, I don't know.
That's what I'm talking about Bishoheilam Hem Shamim. But by Balkov, a Balkov is only entitled to Bainanus. You're not obligated to give a Balkov Edis. So if you don't have Bainanus, then you're not obligated to give your Edis, and therefore you can just give him your Zeboris.
Okay, maybe you're right. I don't know, but I hear. What would be like an?
But then how do we understand the Mafkia Kocho fitting in? How's Mafkia Kocho fit in then?
Okay, I mean, I don't want to get to the crazy case, but because I'm not sure, maybe you're right. But
where's are we going this, with this, though?
I wasn't going, I don't know, but I just got distracted. Let's get that. But I just to answer, Shamir, what in the case, the original person had three fields, right? It just Bainanus and Zeboris. And the Balkoyev would have gotten from Bainanus. Then they sold it to the middle guy. The middle guy moves the Nezikin down to Bainanus, right? Now, he moved the middle guy now to Bainanus. He only is left with Idris and Zeboris. So, you know, you can see right now what happens, you know. Okay, anyway, that just gets confusing. Okay, anyway, that's continuing Tisus. So the in Tisus, so I would like to claim that's Tisus's problem. Tisus's problem is, so Balkoiv, once you have to say Kigavi Dami, so you should be able to say Kigavi Dami even for Zeboris. And for Zaisis, Avo Balkoiv, Lo Motzi the Memer of the Nishkobi Zeboris, Vitam the Shatkes. You can't use the Shatkes now to be Zeboris. Because once we say, the Kivin Mafkia Kaifo, since you're Mafkia Kaifo, what's in a member, it ain't a hita hader. What's in a member, it ain't a hita hader. What's in a member, it ain't a hita hader. So what's he saying? What he should have said is, the key of the mafkia kaifo. So there's no svar of kigavli dami. The way we read Tisus, that the Tisus was mechadesh the svar of kigavli dami. Except he said we only say kigavli dami when it's not mafkia kaifo. So then it's not because of the chita hader. Tisus is emphasizing the wrong thing. Tisus should have said, I'm saying without my addition, Tavis should have said, "Avo Balkoiv no motzi the mishkal zeboris mitam di shatis the kivin nafkia kaicho." There is no svara of kigavli dami. Tavis doesn't say that. I'm saying he couldn't. He doesn't say that because he can't say that because that's not true. Because even if it's mafkia kaicho, there is a svara of kigavli dami. But he's saying, the kiyav kiyakayecho motzi only the chita hader. In other words, he's saying that the chita hader is a positive svara that shlugs up kigavli dami. In other words, you need a mafkia kayecho to say to allow you to say kigavli dami. And now Tavis is being mechadesh that there is a way to shlug up kigavli dami, right? In other words, there's two different ways you cannot have kigavli dami. You don't have kigavli dami because you're missing the ingredients needed to say it, or it can get schlugged up. The way we read in Amukah Yosef, when it's mafkia kaicho, you're missing the ingredients to say kegavei dami. But Tavis is not saying that in his answer. Tavis doesn't say, since it's mafkia kaicho, you're missing the ingredients. He's saying, since it's mafkia kaicho, you can say lechita hader.
Which means what in this case?
Which means, I don't know, I'm just trying showing that my structure, which means that he's saying that lechita hader is a positive negative. It's a shlug up. It shlugs up the magbia, the kegavei dami. It doesn't, it's not that you, in other words, right? That's what it sounds like.
The pasha pshat is that kegavei dami is a response to lechita tedayer. I mean, Rebbe is setting it up where you want to say kegavei dami automatically, and then if a person is allowed to say lechitidar, it knocks out kegavei dami.
That's right.
Again, that same.
I know you said that, Pashat. Once you learn, if you learn the svara as kegavei dami, then there is no svara of lechitahader. What's lechitahader? If it's kegavei dami, it's kegavei dami. If it's not kegavei dami, it's not kegavei dami. You know. You don't say lechita hader. Lechita hader is not a response. If you're saying kegavei dami, so then what do you mean lechita hader? It is kegavei dami. If you don't say kegavei dami, then there's nothing to talk about. So what are you saying lechita hader? So what I'm claiming is that he's using lechita hader not as a positive negative, as a way of destroying kegavei dami, that I can lechita hader is some kind of svara that you wanted to come along and say kegavei dami. I say lechita hader, so I'm destroying your kegavei dami with that taina. And I have to use a taina. Because lechita hader is like a taina. You have to tine it. And it was working through alumnus of taininim. If I went out
of the same thing,
it would be automatically, it would be kegavei dami. You know, it's lechita hader. It's not, this is different. In I would claim, for example, I mean, getting in the Mukha Yosef, you went after shlug up kegavei dami with lechita hader. Pshat kegavei dami doesn't make sense here because there's no vada the guy would do it. You don't have to say lechita hader. There is no basis of kegavei dami. So the pshat is fakir.
Did Rabbi say Rabbi
mean
to
Hagosh Hashri? I meant Hagosh Hashri, of course. Yes, I say.
I'm confused.
I'm sorry. You're right. According to Hagosh Hashri, there's no basis of kegavei dami, so you wouldn't have to say lechita hader. Thank you. You would just say that there's no, you know, you're talking narishkeit. You're saying kegavei dami. It's not kegavei dami. What are you talking about? You mean narishkeit. Why should it be kegavei dami? It's only kegavei dami when it's vada. You would do it. You went vada. Do it. There's no basis kegavei dami. I don't have to taina lechita hader. In order to say lechita hader, you have to be smart. You have to think of that. Except that bezin are taininim, so you don't have to be smart. But theoretically, you have to taina lechita hader. So it sounds to me, if we're assuming that Tavis is mixing in here, is adding kegavei dami. But if we're assuming that Tavis is throwing in kegavei dami and like in a mukhe yaisei, which is not so. You know, it's not so much, but on the other hand, it's not so difficult because it's the same words as in Mukhe Yosef. So then what's he slugging it up with lechita hader? Lechita hader only shrugs up the blackmail svara. Lechita hader doesn't slug up kegavei dami. So it sounds like that now he's using lechita hader as a new force. That lechita hader can slug up kegavei. So that's the structure. I gotta go, but I think we got a beautiful structure. Is that like this? Is that time is a by tzuvas isha? It would be megareya kaychal. There's no, you don't say kegavei dami. Once it's not mafkia kaychal, you say kegavei dami. Once you say it, then we should say it by a bow chol too, because we have to be consistent. And for tzuvas, but I have a tremendous chiddush that the chita hader, it can be a force that can shlag up gegavei dami.
What does that mean?
I have a coordinated.
No, but what does the Lachit Hader mean?
Because I'm late already.
What
does the Lachit say? Goodbye.
What's